This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Braun. Anthropologists have long theorized why, all of a sudden, humans became so much more advanced about 50,000 years ago. That's about the time we see the first evidence of cave art, tools, and cooperation. New research from Duke and the University of Utah says all of that might have been possible because of lower levels of testosterone in men. Robert Sieri joins me now. He's a graduate student at the University of Utah. He began his work as an undergrad at Duke. Thanks so much for being here, Bob.
Oh, it's great to be on. Thanks.
So first things first, how do you know testosterone levels were dropping around this time period, 50,000 years ago?
It's hard to be sure of anything in paleontology, but what we did was we compared this certain landmarks on fossil skulls that are known to correlate with testosterone levels in modern humans. Looking mostly at the brow ridges, there's kind of the bumps above your eyes that you kind of associate with your stereotypical caveman picture, and the shape of your upper face, so how long it is between your eyes and your teeth, and comparing that to the width of your face.
And so you believe these bone structure changes correlate with the lower testosterone levels?
They do. There have been psychological studies where they take pictures of people, and they basically measure distances on their face, and they're able to correlate these same landmarks and facial indices with their circulating testosterone levels. These skulls that we're examining are not that old, so we can probably assume that testosterone would have similar effects on people that lived about 50 to 100,000 years ago as people that are living today.
And do you have any idea why these changes might have been happening?
A good explanation is probably increasing population density. As people start living closer together, they have to get along better, and they have to be more tolerant. Imagine you're in a prehistoric village, and it's Monday, and Monday is the day where you guys go hunt bison, and you want to go over in the other field and hunt the bison. But if the population density is higher 1,000 years later, there might be another tribe in that valley, and you might have to get along with them and say, hey, if we can hunt in your land on Monday, you can hunt in our land on Tuesday. Instead of it just being a dog-eat-dog world, you have to be able to cooperate with your conspecifics to really make it.
So this cooperation factor had a good deal to do with human advances.
That's what we think, for several reasons. One being just the timing of it. The testosterone levels seem to drop, according to the skull evidence, right about when we see a big fluorescence of kind of advanced technology and symbolic art in the fossil record. And also because we have evidence that testosterone levels that are, if they're too high, can prevent people from being able to learn from each other and cooperate.
All right, and so you're pretty sure the changes in the human skulls are the result of the lower testosterone. Have you observed other species that also demonstrate this trend?
So I haven't, but a lot of other researchers have. If you compare the skulls of chimpanzees with bonobos, you'll find that bonobo males kind of look like chimp females. They have the same kind of changes. The male skulls don't look as masculinized. And if you take testosterone level measurements from these two species, you'll find that bonobos have very little testosterone compared to chimps.
So when you're doing this work, do you think a lot about how people might interpret it outside of the lab? You know, there's a lot of talk right now about gender discrepancies at work, at home. Do these conversations affect what you're looking for and how you present it?
When we began the study, I didn't anticipate to have as much media attention as we've had, and I think the word testosterone is kind of a hot-button issue right now. Although our work seems to be related to gender issues on a superficial level, what we're really talking about are drastic changes in testosterone. So maybe the testosterone levels we're talking about 100,000 years ago were so much higher than anything we'd experienced today. It's not really selection versus men versus women. It's selection against hugely dominant, aggressive males that don't maybe even exist in today's population.
Robert Sieri is a grad student at the University of Utah and a visiting researcher at Brown. He was speaking to us about how lower testosterone levels may have led to early human advancements.